to the Conways episode 103.
Yeah.
I'm joined here now with the big DC.
And my guest today is the big DC fella.
Is the big DC fella. What's the crack with you anyway? Yeah, I'd love to ask you a few questions.
Yeah, go on.
What's your star sign?
Cancer. I hate saying that.
Why?
I hate saying that my star sign's Cancer.
Why?
Because Cancer, like...
Cancer. But you don't have cancer because your star sign is Cancer, Darren.
When I was younger, I used to read them Mystic Meg things.
Yeah. No, not Mystic Meg.
Mystic Meg on the back of the magazines or back of the newspaper.
From OK Magazine or something?
I don't know. It's a magazine.
I don't know. But go on.
And I used to just be like, oh, why is mine that? Why can't I be like...
Yeah, I'm Virgo.
Capricorn or something. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
You just keep going.
No, I am. Sorry, I'm uncomfortable.
I'm not even talking about it anymore. I'm at sign 15.
I'm only... What? What are you asking?
Horoscopes.
What about your horoscopes?
I used to read them and think that was going to happen.
Sometimes it does, though, Darren. Do you not believe in a horoscope?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. Do you believe in horoscopes on the back of newspapers?
Yeah.
Do you remember page 3?
No.
Isn't that mad?
What, the bottles?
Isn't that mad that was on there?
Naked women.
Do you think that was mad when you think back that was on there?
Why?
Like page 3, like on a newspaper. You can get that now. Wouldn't be at that now, I tell you.
Is it gone now?
Oh no, jeez, no. Wouldn't have that.
Why are you going on like an 8-year-old outfit for?
Oh, I don't know. Not yourself.
You don't want to get a grip of yourself. Honest to God. Darren bought a new slow cooker to let everyone know. He's telling everybody. It's a Russell Hobbs one.
It has buttons on it.
Yeah.
I have a Russell Hobbs.
It's actually on at the moment. He has a curry in it.
I don't know if that's the best decision I've ever made, is leaving something on the slow cooker while you're not there.
Why?
I just feel like the alarm company's going to ring and just be like, yeah, your house is burnt down.
Frank's dick is just like gone.
Gone. Dust.
Oh, I'd never forgive you.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be my fault to be the slow cookers. It'd be Russell Hobbs' fault.
Yeah, I'd be getting at the Russell Hobbs. I'd be saying, see you, you're out of killing me dogs.
Ring Russell. Jesus. I'll ring Russell Hobbs. Oh, yeah, Russell. Oh, sorry. Who's this, Russell Crowe?
Russell Brand.
Look at Russell Hobbs. And then I'd tell him how it is. Say, yeah, Russell, I'm out to get in that slow cooker and it's out of killing me dogs.
It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell me this and tell me no more. How'd you get on with your card show?
Good, yeah.
You were up and bounced out of that bed.
It was too busy, man.
It was like Christmas morning for you, wasn't it?
I didn't get to see it, though, all of it.
Mm.
Next time, I swear I'm going to just show the people.
Why?
Couldn't get in. Like, there's queues to get to the tables. Like.
Should have got there first thing in the morning and queued up.
You only got a half. Yeah, but the first thing in the morning queue is you have to pay extra to do that.
Pay it then.
It's like 90 quid.
Just pay it.
No, I'd rather pay 17 euro, thanks.
Yeah, but like, you enjoy it. You like going to things like that, so just pay it. I'd be done with it.
No.
Why?
Just no.
Right?
I didn't get enough.
You keep telling me that.
I'm gonna have to
not my problem.
I'm going to have to go to that card shop and get more.
How are you getting there? Walking?
Well, I'll get the train.
Go on then.
And I'll do a spend the day with me video.
Go on then.
Spend the day as I go on the train to the car shop.
Well, off you bleeding trot. You side eye me or stare me out before.
What are you messing what's up?
Dunno. Just going through it at the moment.
What was that thing you were telling me about Pitbull?
What? About the ball caps?
Yeah. They're trying to do a
Why do record. I always have to tell you? Why can't you not tell me?
Well, I know
the
what
information.
It is, I know what it is, though.
What is it?
That they're trying to do a world record at the London gig for the most amount of ball caps. People wearing ball caps. Yeah?
But by the time he comes around anyway, you won't need a cap. You'll just be bald.
Will I? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was disrespectful.
Well, I don't care. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah, well, looks like you're wearing a wig.
I don't care. I am wearing a wig because half my hair is not real. And it's really bad. Like, I need new extensions there.
Do you like my hair?
I'm going through
it. I got it cut short.
Yeah, I was saying
Does
that
it still
to
look like a hairpiece on top of my head?
Yeah, like a little hat.
Little hat.
I thought you were shaving it off.
I was going to. I'd love to go. I'd love to try and see what it looks like. I'd love to do it. I'd love to just shave it all off and go, see what it looks like. See if people would be like, going, jeez, yeah, that. He looks like Jason Statham.
You for real?
I'd have a bit of that.
No, stop.
I'd look like Jason Statham with a baldy.
No, you wouldn't.
It's a goddamn megalodon.
Right.
It's a goddamn bloody megalodon.
I wanted to go and see Pitbull last year. Do you remember?
Yeah.
Don't even like him. It's just all the hype that was around. I had FOMO. I didn't go.
Yeah.
But you were like, no, we're not going to see him. And then when we see he was playing in Vegas, you were like, oh my God, you know who we should go and see? Pitbull. Mm-hmm. Remember? And I was like, no, because you wouldn't let me go see him here. So why would I pay double of the price to see him in Vegas?
We're supposed to be going to Vegas the 1st of May. And just the way everything's going, I think we're going to cancel it.
What are we going to do?
We'll have to just bleed and go to Center Parks.
You don't have any kids to go to Center Parks.
Do you have to have kids to go to Center
yeah,
Parks?
It's like Butlins.
You can bring your dogs, no?
No.
Probably just go to London or something then.
What?
Probably is bad. I don't know. We'll have probably just, I don't know.
I'd say we're just going to have to stay at home.
Yeah, watch
we go up to the finger swimming pool center and just wear the swimming hats and go swimming together.
Yes.
Did we ever go swimming in the Ballymun swimming pool?
Never in my whole life. I was never in that swimming pool.
Were we ever in the Finglas one together?
No, we never went swimming before together.
We did go swimming somewhere together.
Not in Ireland.
We did.
We didn't.
We did.
No, we didn't. We ain't in one place then.
I think it was in the Killeshea.
No,
we went for the spa day and went swimming after it.
Oh, we did.
Did we?
We went to the infinity pool, remember?
Oh, you Soph had
was
the
there.
Soph?
Soph not with us.
No. What do you mean?
I could have sworn he was with us in the infinity pool.
What infinity pool? Do you not go swimming with him alone though?
Remember the one that just smelled like loads of bleach?
Where was that?
Do you not remember that? It was in a hotel.
Was that in Ireland?
Yeah.
I do like swimming. remember that one in Tenerife? And I was like, we were in the swimming pool and I was like, Darren, look at you, down at your feet. And there was like a load of dirty plasters floating in the water now, in that volcano hotel. Disgusting. Horrible hotel.
You're like, Dad, look down there at all them plasters on the ground.
They're all floating plasters and all like dirt at the end.
Them and
all. Oh, just a little dot of blood.
Just a little dot of blood.
I think one of them plasters we do.
At one point I could have sworn I seen a dookie going by me.
What's that?
Shy.
No, you didn't.
It was.
Oh, shittest hotel ever.
It was like Kevin and Perry go large.
No.
Little dookie.
You wear a dookie, you big weirdo. Oh, my God.
Stop.
Are you cracking me up today?
Do you know what you need to get?
What?
Shave all your hair off and leave a little ponytail and get a leather jacket.
Why are you copying up mine? Gum disease.
Yeah, you're wearing a wig. You look like fucking Pretty Woman. Do you know when she's wearing the wig and Pretty Woman? Does she wear a wig and Pretty Woman?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, she does, because she is a baldy.
Oh, I have a twitch in my eyebrow and all there, and it's just not my day.
I'm going to shave all your hair off tonight, and I'm going to send you that Pitbull concert to that competition in London.
No, I'm
the
gonna
winner,
do.
The winner gets
I'm only
going
to shave it down to where the back of your ears are. At the back, and you have nothing.
Like a monk?
Yeah, like a Jewish man, you know, with a little cap on the back.
Like Jerry Hutch? Or the monk? Or
he's long hair. He's more hair than you.
I know, yeah. Jammy bastard. Great hairline
I'm
on
I'm going to tell Ashley that you're slagging my hair.
All these people know and knows. Ashley is a hairdresser.
Yeah. You'd be sorry now.
Like Malibu Stacey.
Or Cynthia.
Cynthia.
Cynthia, she's a really good dancer. Why are you recording me on your phone?
Wasn't it?
You'd be creepy.
The flashlight came on. Cynthia, she's
did
a really good dancer. Cynthia.
Oh, you sing that to Dixie.
Oh no, did I ever what?
Did you ever dress up going to a concert?
Yeah.
What did you dress up as?
A banana.
For what?
When you messing, I never dressed up, just put clothes on. Never like got like the Pitbull angle, like.
Yeah.
No, never done that like that.
Did you ever break a world record?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Eating.
I was going to say sit-ups.
Yeah, sitting up like that. No, broke a world record for eating.
Eating what?
The gaff. Someone came in and off with the plaque. First person to eat the gaff. Well done. See you later. Sent them on their way.
Did you?
Yeah. That's a stupid thing to ask me. Have you, or anyone,
but
have
you
ever,
like,
have you ever,
did you ever try doing it?
A world record.
I bet you've tried as a child. You looked at the Guinness record book and you were like,
yeah, I did.
I could do that.
I was like, stretchy your skin. I could do that.
No, but you know what? If I could pick one for you, right? If I could pick
better
one for
you. Better
be
something nice and not something to do with fucking me going bald or something.
No. If I could pick one for you, it'd be, do you ever see the ones with the longest toenails?
I only cut them the other day.
Yeah, from when?
I only cut them when they start breaking me runners. And they start coming through me runner. To know on the netting. You just see a toenail.
Like, why does your toes, like, see when you're walking, right? And do you know where a person walks and their foot is like this?
Flat.
Yours is up like that.
I know.
And you walk, you don't get your toes.
It's bulging out there in my top toe.
Please take your shoe off.
No, I'm not. There's probably holes in them. And poor Leanne over there will get a whiff of my fascia blade and collapse. She's trying to get a house and all. I'll be able to go get a house if she is man's wifey.
She'll be in the hospital.
She'll be up. She'll be up in
what do you mean holes?
She'll be up in St. Clabberts.
What's that? What's that?
Because of the hairy hands.
What?
It's in Father Ted.
Is wrong with you?
It's in Father Ted.
Please just show us your foot. Flat on the floor. Because it's just now like...
I'm not taking it off. They stink.
They don't
they
stink.
They do. Them runners are the bad runners. The stinky ones.
They're not there now. I only bought them for you.
No. I'm not taking my runners off. Come on.
I'll take a picture of them later, right? And I'll upload it on the story.
No, you won't.
But I'll take a bit of sock off. I have a few from Tenerife on your sliders.
The corn.
All, like, stinky.
The corns on the your feet.
Ah, my feet are real soft.
Corn
you were
on
just trying,
corn
you
on
sat
the comfy.
There, you sat there for ages trying to think of something because you know I'm telling the truth and you're lying. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
Cornful.
God, mad. Oh, stop. But would you like to break a world record?
Yeah.
Of what? Don't say eating, Darren, because you're not funny.
I'd like to beat the world record for the most expensive Pokemon card.
Like Logan Paul?
Yeah. Buy it for 17 million. If I had it. I wouldn't even buy that. What is the point in doing that? I'd just
you
buy
would
it.
Buy it. Who's your man that bought the Pokemon card?
I know him.
No, but like, who is he? Like,
Liam.
Did someone ask him, what's the highest price that you'd go? And he was like, I can't discuss that. Well, because you have your dad's credit card, go home, you.
His dad is like a
spokesperson or something.
No, something to do with politics.
And then what's the story with him just taking 16 million off his dad, going buying a bit of cardboard?
Dog, is he'll lend the 16 million and I want to buy Logan Paul's Pokemon card.
Well, I'll tell you, my dad smacked me up the head with 16 million.
Yeah, my dad wouldn't give me nothing, don't even know.
Doesn't even give you a pretty birthday card. Fuck's sake.
Don't even know the fella. If you stood him up in the line to pick out, I'd probably pick
him
someone
out.
Else. Wouldn't even know who he is.
Why? Yeah, you would. I think you'd get frightened right away. You're like 40.
Go, oh, it's him. Ron, everyone.
Oh, no, it's Rodney.
Rodney?
Is that his name?
No.
What's his name?
I'm not saying me fucking his name. Like Voldemort.
What happened to his nose?
He has a face on the back of his head that talks to him.
Oh, you're horrible. I hate people that say stuff like that.
Why does everyone say that to you? Do you never say that in The Philosopher's Stone?
I'm going through it, Darren. I'm going through it.
Where Voldemort's on the back of your man's head.
Darren, stop that.
The Philosopher's Stone.
Stop. I don't care like, about The Philosopher's Stone.
Let me see him. Don't remember it.
No.
I want to see the boy. Don't think he says that. Go on, what are you saying? Probably the funniest episode of the day, by the way. Go ahead. I have one for you, right?
Yeah.
Would you like to run a business?
I did want to, yeah.
What kind of business?
I wanted to open my own creche.
Okay, would you do that now?
Nope.
Nope. What about a fictional one from a TV show or film to work in? No, like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory was voted the number one fictional business.
Where are you people getting this information, Darren?
Just off the top of my head. Top of the dome. Straight from the dome. Temper. Now, this is not going to sound like it's me, but it is, all right? 10% would love to run the Queen Vic on Albert Square. While the Woolpack... What's the Woolpack?
A pub, is it?
Is it?
Yeah.
From Emmerdale got 9%, and the Rovers Return. We all know that one. From Coronation Street got 8%. 1 in 10 want to work at Trotters Independent Trading from Only Fields and Horses, while 17% want to brew a coffee in Central Park from Friends, and 1 in 8 want to take over Faulty Towers. What fictional business would you like to run?
Like in real life, like
a fake one, like what I just mentioned from the list, but like your own one.
I don't know. What about you?
The Quickie Mart and The Simpsons.
No, it has to be real life, Darren.
No, it's fictional. Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory isn't real.
In an episode, in a film or something.
What's the name of your man's chicken place in Breaking Bad? Gus Frings chicken, what's it?
Hot and Spicy Chicken.
No, that's in Finglas.
Looks so.
It's a good name for a chicken shop though.
What?
I know what we call a hot and spicy chicken.
No, I'm just laughing. Why are you even saying that about
Breaking? It's called Las Polas Hermanas. Hermanos.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Just Google it. I'd like to walk there. And when Brian Cranston comes in, he's like, can I get the chicken with extra sauce? I go, how do you know about the extra sauce, sir?
You look like Gus.
I actually don't at all. It's because he's bald?
No, he's not bald.
Or else, I don't know, man. The Krusty Krab. Another cartoon.
What are you doing?
I want a good one. I only get one shot at this. Mouse Tavern.
That's in The Simpsons, huh?
I'm just going to go with the Breaking Bad, the chicken chop.
Right.
Paolo Romano.
Really?
What are you picking?
I don't know.
Jesus.
Maybe something... something from Desperate Housewives, but there's not really a shop in that for long. Maybe a woman Bree's cooking kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amy's watching Desperate Housewives at the moment, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
What season are you on?
7.
Many is that?
10, I think. So it's like 30 episodes a season. It's
every
great.
Every time you just are in the sitting room, all you hear is on Wisteria Lane. Pretty on Wisteria Lane.
What's the name that you keep saying? Vandy Camp.
Brie Vandy Camp. Is that her name?
Yeah.
On Wisteria Lane. So you want to have our cooking business, is it? That's all you can think of?
At the moment,
I've changed my mind.
No, you can't change it.
I have a better one.
What?
Good Burger.
From
Good Burger. Or Mondo Burger. Mondo Burger is better.
Yeah, you'd be on the same brain level
juice,
as him.
They put juice, steroids into the beef to make them bigger.
To make you bigger?
Yeah. I want to work in Mondo Burger.
All right.
Can I change, Leanne? Is that all right if we change it, yeah? Okay. All right, I want Mondo
Burger. What TV show or film would you like to be in?
Good Burger.
I'd like to be in Desperate Housewives.
Okay.
Did I?
No, I'd like to be in...
If you say love, hate, get out, because you're going on about, you're not going to get picked up through a bloody podcast.
I'd like to be in Mobland.
Darren, get your head out of the bleeding sky, will you?
I was very close to it.
What?
Being in Good Burger.
Well, you're not, so.
See, now there's a Good Burger too. I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, you did watch it.
I turned it off.
No, you didn't. You watched it all.
Wasn't the same.
Eating burgers in the bed.
I wouldn't mind that.
Yeah, okay. Right, answer listener questions.
Don't tell me what to do.
Well, I am. Because you're sitting here picking your bleeding nose the whole time.
Surely the camera will pick that up and it'll see that I actually wasn't picking my nose.
You were picking your nose once.
Carl asked, how did you meet? Back to episode one there, but I'm sick talking about it.
You're a pig.
We met at a party. Amy's birthday. She went out. And they came back and then we start meeting. On and off, like, for a while.
No, we weren't
and
on
then,
and off.
Then we got together because I said, you're with me now, aren't you? And she said, yeah. Connor said, love the podcast, but Darren, I want that Gengar you pulled.
Do you know what that is? Yeah, that chase card that you nearly fell into, you literally nearly got sucked into the sofa with that. All of a sudden then his face went all red and I was like, oh my God. I was like, get out of the way, you're in the way of the telly, like running around like a bleeding
2-year-old.
Oh my God.
I couldn't believe it. Connor, you can't have it. I'm getting it graded. I'm going to be saying that for the next 5 years, aren't I?
Yeah, you're saying that.
Can't get them graded in fucking Ireland, like.
Yeah, you can.
You have to give them to someone else.
Yeah, okay.
If you had to make your dogs work, what would he be good at? I'd say Frank would be deadly working a Mondo burger.
No, he'd be a food taster, I'd say. Dixie would be like a nail artist or something, wouldn't she?
Yeah, I'd say she'd be doing the nails.
Yeah, and eyebrows.
And I'd say Frank would be working on doing scaffolding.
No.
He'd be on the sites.
Yeah, he'd probably be on the site, yeah.
Farting and all, drinking cups of tea. Or else he'd be on the oil rigs in Australia. He probably got with MILF to Australia. Looks like the type of dog that MILF to Australia.
Imagine him in Australia.
I just want to get away, Moral. You know, I'm going to MILF to Oz. That's what he'd be saying to all the other dogs. They'd be like, yeah, go for it, Frank. I'm about to get a job on the oil rig set up now. Well, I priced the ready there for the drink over here, though.
Stunning. Well.
Brilliant, yeah. We'll end it there. So, see you later.
Oh, I bet you don't do that in Stala.
I do. I flip the place upside down before I leave and then I say
something. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Anyway.
If you have any questions, send them into the Conways at goloudnow.com. And if you don't, that's all right.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah.
One of five. Count yourself.
Count yourself.
L-Y.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.